OG Podcast Network presents.
Welcome to Fireside. First off, welcome to Fireside. We'll be talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mindy's got the creepiest news. From books to TV, the movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here we choose. Even the superhero fight club, we usually lose. So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mama's power, Earth 2 with features. And either listen by weekly or you can binge us. We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show. This is Fireside Chats.
Beep you.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Menti, and with me is, well, Baby Huey's here.
What's going on?
I only wanted to do that because you were putting chapstick on, and I wanted
I got chapped lip. It's wintertime.
I wanted to make it weird.
Mm.
And speaking of there's Mauer.
Beep you.
For Mauer.
No. Yeah.
He's got his 80s rocker headband on.
Yes, he does. What?
Hold on, I'm going to take a picture.
This is going into it.
Yep. There we go. This will be in the show post. Anyway, welcome to the Wednesday show. If you're new around
here. Cleaning
here,
day.
What's up?
It's cleaning day.
Do you like classic ballots and stuff that are on when you're cleaning?
Little white snakes and poison.
Really? Because that's amazing.
Yeah.
You were listening to Korn when I came in.
Well, it turned into hard rock, but originally it was 80s metal.
Let's keep going about this. Forget the show.
Yeah, forget the show. You know what? Let's talk music. No.
Okay.
No.
So. Features isn't here, but Features has a family emergency, so he will be back next week, but he won't be here on this show or the next, so we'll miss
family
him.
Family emergency. Night Shift called him and said, get here now. I have tacos.
Wow, you just went with whatever came into your head, didn't you?
Tacos came into my head.
Just wanted some tacos. I now know what Mauer's dinner plans are.
Yokiro Taco Bell.
Anyway, as I was trying to say before, welcome to the Wednesday show. If you're new around here, that's where we talk about the news, baby. Huey.
And this week, we've got lots of news.
Hey,
talk over me, why don't you?
Hey, baby Huey.
And this week.
No, you're not Huey.
He doesn't want to hear new news.
There we go. And then now go ahead.
So when Features isn't here, you're okay with the new news?
I just like to bug you. That's, I'm happy.
But it bugs you too.
That didn't really bug me. I'm okay with being annoyed if you're also more annoyed. You know, it's like the enemy of my enemy is my friend. It's kind of like that.
All right.
Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. So, first, we have a good list of all of the top-selling books of 2018. So we're going to go into that.
We got another new Ninja Turtle movie in the works.
Reboot. But we'll talk more about that in a little bit.
Oh, it's a reboot?
It's a reboot.
Thank God.
I wanted to see the end of that trilogy.
No, you did not.
No.
Nobody did.
I was over it.
All right, what else?
And we got huge news for X-Force, Gambit, and Doom.
It's really just Mauer news. But before we get into all that, I think we should start off with Stan Lee because we can, right? I mean, I feel like
we can do whatever we want.
Given the option, we should start Stan Lee, right?
Sure.
So January 30th, there's going to be a Hollywood celebration of the life and times of Stan Lee, hosted by Kevin Smith.
Awesome.
Already sounds amazing. So it's going to be at the Man's Chinese Theater or the TCL Chinese Theater, or whatever you want to call it, whatever new name they're going to give it next week. But that's the place where all the handprints are. Everybody knows that, right?
It's a nice theater.
Right. It's a great theater. That's where I saw Space Jam when it came out.
Really?
I grew up around there. Yeah, absolutely I did. Don't give me a face. I went to the premiere of Space Jam at that theater and it was phenomenal.
All right.
I don't like you anymore.
I don't like you. I actually have never liked you.
Oh my God.
So nothing new there.
But it's going to be pretty cool.
Space Jam.
Did you not like Space Jam?
No.
Wow.
Really?
Man.
It was Michael Jordan trying to act.
Still great. Okay. It also had Bill Murray.
Yeah, Bill Murray in it. How can you go wrong with that?
Bill Murray and Bugs Bunny? Shut your mouth. Anyway.
The Brendan Fraser one was better.
Do you want to talk about Stan Lee or do you want to talk about this? The Brendan Fraser Looney Tunes movie?
God.
Oh my God. I can't. Baby, you take it.
He's pushing your buttons.
He is. Jeez, the Looney Tunes movie. All right. So Vincent D'Onofrio is going to be there as a guest speaker. There's a bunch of people going. Ideally, this is just going to be it's going to be a big event outside of the Chinese Man Theater or the TCL Theater. But then there's going to be a more intimate celebration afterwards, all hosted by Kevin Smith. So hopefully there'll be some video. Hopefully there'll be maybe red carpet stuff. I'd love to actually see what this event is like. And if anybody knows more, hit us up. I'd love to talk about that.
Yeah, it's going to have the RZA there.
Oh my God, that's right. Wu-Tang's RZA is going to be
there. And it's put on by, what is it, Boom Comics that dealt with Stan Lee?
Pow Entertainment. Well, it's a combination of three different companies that are all doing it.
And there's supposed to be tickets for it for the Kevin Smith part inside the podcast that he's doing for the intimate, talking about it. But I can't find anything if there's a cost to them or you just need tickets because they have to limit the number of people that are in there. So if you're in the area or planning on going out there, make sure you do some research first because you don't want to just be out there and be like,
well, I'm outside.
it was cool, but now I'm lonely.
I heard them yell a few times. It was fun.
And then you get accosted by all those random dressed up, poorly done mascots.
Spider-Man and Batman get into a fight right next to you, and then everybody gets arrested. It's always fun.
Okay. Buy a star map.
Let's talk comics.
All right.
Let's get into comics. And I feel like let's just start with 2018's best-selling books. So let's start this as a game. What do you think the number one single-issue comic sold in 2018 was?
Batman.
You're both saying Batman?
Yeah.
Batman always wins.
Superman took the number one spot. Action Comics, number 1,000, which makes a lot of sense.
Because his red trunks came back. That's why.
Yeah, of course. Just some red undies. We're all set. That's all you need.
Was Batman in Action Comics 1,000 at all?
He was not.
Okay, damn. But it was named after the Batman book, Detective Comics, because it was...
Do you know who pretty much owned the list? Might not have had the number one spot, but who was the real big seller of 2018?
DC?
No. Well, no.
Spider-Man.
Really?
Spider-Man has the number two spot with Amazing Spider-Man 800. It also has the number eight spot with 798, and it has the 10th spot with 799. Oh, excuse me. Also the five spot with Amazing Spider-Man number one. So you've got Action
Comics. Is Venom
on
there?
Venom is on there, actually. Venom is the number seven spot with Venom number one.
So will that count as a Spider-Man book?
Here, let's run through. Let me just run through the list. That way we're not all so crazy out of order. One is Action Comics 1,000. Two, Amazing Spider-Man 800. Three, Batman number 50, the wedding book that wasn't an actual wedding.
The fake out.
The fake out. Number four, and it's so perfect, is Fantastic Four number one.
Four for four.
And I'm so happy that they're just on the top list. You know, I mean, I know it's a collector's edition and most people bought it for that reason, but still. Then after that, Amazing Spider-Man number one. For number five, number six is Return of Wolverine number one. Number seven, Venom number one. Number eight, Amazing Spider-Man 798. Number nine, The Batman Who Laughs number one, which is impressive.
That just came out.
Yeah, that came out in December.
Like a month. Yeah, beginning of December. Wow.
I'm going to have to be Debbie Downer. Is it okay?
You're always Debbie Downer. You're expected to be
Debbie
Downer.
What else is there, right?
So I can guarantee the reason why Batman Who Laughs number one is so big is because everybody ordered a ton of those expecting it to sell to fans. Because remember, these numbers aren't fan numbers. This is distributor sales. So it's Diamond and then any direct sales from DC. So they are putting a lot of weight behind that Batman Who Laughs character because it's the biggest new character they've come up with probably in 10 years.
And then number 10 is Amazing Spider-Man. Now, as far as the graphic novels of 2018, what do you think took the number one spot?
Batman.
Walking Dead.
Infinity Gauntlet.
Really?
Made a return. Yep. Infinity Gauntlet is the number one graphic novel of 2018. The old one.
The original.
And you know what's even crazier than
What movie came out in 2018?
I have no idea.
The number two, three, and four slot. Who do you think that goes to?
Walking Dead.
Batman.
It's awesome that you said The Walking Dead, but no, Saga, volume 9 at 2, volume 1 at 3, and volume 8 at 4. So Saga, which is one of my favorite Image books, is number 2, 3, and 4, and you can see that their fans pretty much just buy the trades. then you also have number 5 is Action Comics, 80 Years of Superman. Number 6 is Walking Dead, volume 9, Lines We Cross. Number 7 is Paper Girls, which is another phenomenal Image book, and I loved Paper Girls, so that's definitely one to check out. Number 8, Batman the White Knight, which is when Joker's the good guy. Number 9, Dark Knight's Metal, the deluxe edition. And then number 10 is Monstrous, volume 1, which is also an Image book that was, I didn't keep up with it. It was a very fantastical, very fantasy oriented book, but still cool to see Image up there so many times.
Well, their trades doing well reminds me, we had talked last week about that AEW wrestling thing, and they were comparing it to being Image of the wrestling world. and they're going to change the thing. And one of the former Image illustrators made the joke. He's like, so everything's going to be delayed and people are just going to wait till it comes out in a collected form to watch it and buy it. Because as you know, as an Image fan, you can issue one and then 6 months later, issue two.
Remember Trees? I was so excited about Trees. I don't know whatever happened, what the hell those things were.
What was the other book that we were both waiting for where it was the...
The Goddamned?
Yes. Goddamned. We were like, okay, it's going to come out eventually. And then it was like issue 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, boom, 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 boom.
All right. So let's move on to our next bit of news.
We got more news.
We do. Thanos is getting a new limited series. And it's a Thanos-Gamora story. So it's Thanos and young Gamora and what their history was like. I'm kind of into it.
Is that the concept art that you showed me?
No, the concept art was terrible. No, that was from Infinity Wars. So the Infinity, just so everyone understands what Mauer's referring to, is they also released concept art of what Thanos, a young Thanos would look like in Infinity War.
Apocalypse.
And, yeah, he pretty much just looked like, an Egyptian Thanos.
Apocalypse.
It didn't look very good. I'm glad they cut that. Good. But this book is interesting because the writer was talking about how he said he's a sucker for big ass badass dudes with like little kids with them, right? So he was thinking, he said, think of it like True Grit.
Okay.
Right? He said, think of it like the Hound and Arya Stark.
Ooh.
He goes, the idea of a guy that you just can't intimidate or get under the skin of except for the little kid that's with them.
Okay. You know I'm into that.
So if you give me a True Grit Thanos Gamora story, I'm in.
True Grit was great.
I'm all about that. So yeah, that's coming out this year. I'm very excited for that. That sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Yay, more Thanos.
Of course there's going to be more Thanos. There's going to be
Of course.
Not going anywhere.
You don't think finally we're going to get rid of him after this year?
Technically he was beheaded, so yep.
Yeah, like I think right now in the comics he's appearing to Gamora like in her mind.
Uh-huh.
So
yep.
He's still kind of there.
So is that okay? Like that work?
Just over him. I think I'm getting burned out on Thanos.
You're getting burned out on Thanos. He's a staple. It's like saying you're burned out on Galactus. I'm burned out on Darkseid. No, you're not.
I like Darkseid.
Yeah, see?
All right, so that's that news. So why don't we go ahead and move on into TV? We don't have but so much to talk about in TV news. So what we're going to do is start off with Walking Dead because it's pretty quick. So with Walking Dead, I don't know why this is actually news, but it's been renewed through season 10.
Yay.
And it's going to be renewed for season 11 and 12 and 13 and 14. There's the three Rick movies coming out. This isn't going anywhere.
For there's seven people still watching The Walking Dead.
No, it's a lot more than that. It's because that's the only thing that's keeping AMC afloat. So without Walking Dead, there is no AMC. Who's buying AMC Premium if they're not Walking Dead fans? I guarantee you everybody who's subscribed to that is because of Walking
I would love
Dead.
To know how many people are actually subscribed to that.
I would too.
What the hell is AMC Premium?
You can watch Walking Dead that morning.
Well, at $5, no ads. For five extra dollars a month on your bill, you get their shows without ads and you get to watch The Walking Dead earlier.
Like Sunday morning, you can wake up and watch Walking Dead instead of waiting until nighttime. That's pretty much it.
Yep.
Are you doing that, Menti?
Nope. Nope. Yeah, the book's great. Show.
You haven't found somebody but you could leech that off
it
of?
It doesn't matter because right now we've got the Whispers and they look phenomenal. So the one thing that the saving
Who are the
grace.
Whispers?
The Whispers in The Walking Dead are probably my favorite villain. I think Negan's may be one of my favorite characters, but villains, the Whispers are the best. The Whispers are a clan of people who figured out to live within the zombie hordes. So within the walkers, the horde of walkers, there are people who are wearing walker skin. And then they learned by staying quiet and covering themselves in walker skin that the walkers wouldn't bother them. So they're like nomads. They're like, they're very primal. They don't really have a society. None of them have names. And we've saw them when, spoiler alert, if you're not caught up on Walking Dead, the TV show. So here's my spoiler alert.
I'm a little behind, but go ahead.
Sorry about this there, baby Huey. But when Tom Paine's character, when Jesus died, that was when we saw the walkers for the first time, or excuse me, the Whispers for the first time. And it was amazing. So the scene's so good. It's Tom Paine, essentially, Walking Dead ninja assassin running around doing all these like flip kicks and everything he does. And then he goes to stab one of the walkers and it dips him and then puts a knife through his chest. And Ooh. It says this was what did it say? What was the line? Because it was a great line, too. This is a warning, something like that. I forget, but it just whispers in his ear. And then they've released all of these little teasers, essentially, of whispers that are just kind of standing there creepily. And then the Alpha, who is the leader of the whispers, takes off her mask. Mm. So you can see like what they are. I'm so excited for them. Whether the show is great or not, it's going to have a good villain. And if it keeps the pacing that it's been doing for the last couple episodes, because so far since the death of Rick, quote unquote, it's been good. It's been all right. I'm happy with it.
I forgot to put this in the notes, and we had talked about part of this last week. Lucifer season 1-3 is on Netflix. They gave a hint that it's going to release season 4 this spring, which makes sense, putting 3 seasons on a few months early. But they also just released the 10-episode titles for the episodes.
Since we're going off topic.
Yeah.
Did you guys like Dexter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, watch You.
Is it good?
It's the stalker of Dexter. It's Dexter, but a stalker. I love it.
It's the one where he's like obsessed with a girl.
Yeah,
but it's done like
when I'm watching it, I can't help but think Dexter. It's shot a little bit better than Dexter, but it's not as funny because, you know, Dexter had its moments. But it's a good Dexter substitute.
Okay, I'll check it out.
I watched a couple episodes because somebody suggested I should, and I binged 6. So, and as soon as I'm done all of the housework I have to do, then that's all I'm doing tonight is finishing the first season. It was a Lifetime show.
How's your Coonan doing?
Was it really?
My what?
Nothing.
My what?
We said you weren't here last night because you were putting together your Coonan.
My Coonan? What is a Coonan?
It's the shelf from Deadpool that they were assembling from IKEA.
That wasn't the shelf that I got, but thank you, Firesiders, for helping me buy the shelf that I did get. Yeah, but what's in the Coonan? It's a great scene. Okay, now let's get back on topic.
Well, let me give you the 10 episodes. So we've got Everything's Okay. We've got Somebody's Been Reading Dante's Inferno. Oh Ye Little Faith. All About Eve. Expire Erect. Orgy Pants to Work.
That's a good name.
Devil Is As Devil Does.
I was about to say, who the hell cares about the titles of these episodes until you said Orgy Pants to Work.
Super Bad Boyfriend, Save Lucifer, and then the one that got...
They titled an episode Save Lucifer.
Yeah, the one that got everybody talking is King of Hell. So the rumor is they're going to dive into the comics a little bit more now that they're on Netflix and have him go back to hell a lot more frequently.
Okay,
so
cool.
It got a lot of Lucifer fans extremely excited this week.
Other than that, the only other little bit of news is Jesse Martin, who plays Joe West on The Flash, will be returning.
Thank
so
God.
Good old Joe's coming back. He was missed.
I got one more thing for DC. If you guys haven't started watching Young Justice.
Well, that's the next thing you and I are going to talk about.
Yes, it is.
So, Baby Huey, I never finished season 2, so I'm going into this a little blind, but it doesn't seem like it matters much. I only watched the first episode and half of the second, but I'm guessing you've watched all 3.
All 6 now?
Oh, there's 6 now. Wow. So they're releasing 3 at a time, which is interesting.
Yeah, so when they released Titans, it was 1 per week. This is actually like a full 22, 23 episode season. So to crunch them all in, they're releasing about 3 episodes a week. So.
What do you think so far?
Little slow at some points.
Really slow. Like all of a sudden they're doing like UN conferences and stuff. And I'm like, all right, move past this, please.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch a cartoon of a UN conference.
But it's picked up a little bit. So I'm really excited to see where it's going. And the last episode actually ties in Killing Joke.
Interesting.
Because they show season 2.
Jason Todd.
Well, yeah, season 2, you saw Barbara Gordon mm-hmm. as Batgirl. Well, now she's Oracle in the wheelchair. And the final episode of this one, they tease, they show Damien, and they also show someone that could be Jason Todd.
It's going to be Jason Todd.
Well, of course it is.
It's going to be Jason Todd.
They haven't, he's
Remember
masked,
that, like,
so.
That ridiculous costume they had Dick Grayson in, right? He looked like a weird, like, cybernetic Mortal Kombat character. Remember when the trailers came out and we were like, what the hell?
Oh, yes.
Why do they look like that? They explained it well in the first episode, so I'm like, oh, okay. All right, so we just have to learn not to judge trailers as bad.
And of course, and then Batman's being Batman. He's doing something behind the scenes that no one knows about.
Dude, Batman quit the Justice League in the first episode. First episode, Batman's out. And so is Green Arrow. Who else left?
Green Arrow.
What universe does this take place in?
Its own.
Its own.
It's its own thing. It's done like all the DC animated properties that we love. It's done in the same art style. So it's the same creative teams.
But it's not connected to
the movies are their own universe. This is its own universe.
Yeah, this is not. They look like they should be connected, but they're not.
Same voice actors.
Mm-hmm. For the show, the movies and the shows. Are you talking about the old seasons?
Movies and the shows. No. Batman. Who's doing Batman's voice?
I don't remember, but he's not a bad Batman.
Not at all. Not at all. It's good. Watch the first season. Watch the first season if you don't like it, because I'm telling you right now, season two and season three are wildly different than the first season.
Yes.
And I love the first season.
And what, between seasons one and two was like a 5-year time jump?
And there's a pretty big time jump in this one, too,
It's only 2 years.
Really?
Yes.
Because it seemed like I was like, well, that's because
I
finished season two. So.
Yeah. Actually, the beginning of episode one, it says two years later.
Well, there you go.
Reading.
There you have
it's
it.
It's fundamental.
All right, let's get into movie news. In movie news, we got a bunch of interesting things. So first off, let's talk about that Ninja Turtles reboot, because I am so excited for this.
Reboot?
Reboot.
Soft reboot?
I think it's a hard reboot. It's done by the same team, but I think it's a reboot reboot. They haven't said a lot. So Variety asked them at an event, the people who were involved, the producers that are involved in the last two movies. And they said that they were working on a Quiet Place sequel. They said they're working on Jack Ryan season 2 and a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reboot. Reboot. Looking to start filming in 2019.
That's this year.
It's going to start filming by the end of the year. So they're a little bit further along on this than...
Well, it's been in pre-production, 6 months now?
I guess. Sure.
I think that's the last time we mentioned where they were like, okay, we're shelving this and going forward. I have a feeling with the success of the soft reboot of Bumblebee, they can still do that to get rid of some of the origin crap, so that way we just get the movie we probably all want to see is just a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie where they're kicking ass and like themselves the whole time.
Even the second movie for the Michael Bay one was a soft reboot, so
it was terrible. And I'm gonna be a detective. Okay, thanks Stephen Amell. Go back to Arrow. I loved you
Bebop
on Arrow.
And Rocksteady were great.
But
they were.
Yeah, they were the shining parts of that movie. And because like all Donatello did was tell you what was happening in the plot. Like that was his whole role. That's all he did is he go, look, there's aliens coming. That was it. God, that movie was bad. All right. So I'm excited for this because the abortion that we got before is over.
You're just real negative.
When it comes to those movies, yes, because they're terrible.
The first movie Menti and I ever saw together was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And I came out crying and he was like, you liked it that much? And I went, no.
Wow.
You got the point that somebody wanted to go to the movies with he and I just to witness, because that was before Fireside?
Yes. Was it before? No, couldn't have
been. Yes.
Might have been right at the beginning.
What did I say? I walked out, and the first thing I said after leaving the theater is, I now know what it's like to put down your dog.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, somebody wanted to come with us just to hear he and I argue after the movie, which was funny.
Oh, I hated it. I hated it so much. So I'm very excited to get a new one. And it's funny because they're also trying to tie it into Quiet Place. They're like, it's just like The Quiet Place because they're both family movies. And it's all about getting close to your family and sticking with your family. And it's like, okay, I get it. It's a family movie. Move on.
That first one was 2014, so that was before Fireside.
Oh.
And it was a travesty.
I liked it.
R.I.P. Pooches.
Jesus. Can we move on?
Just hire Jim Henson and go back to practical suits.
Hire Jim Henson.
The company.
You know he's dead, right?
Yeah.
You ben, said it. Don't.
Ben, yeah.
Don't.
Been dead for quite a long time.
He's making a face like...
What's like, I was saying, like, hire Disney. I know Walt Disney's dead. Same thing. To hire Jim Henson's company. Use the practical suit effects.
I'm not giving it to him.
Survey says.
Whatever. It was an ugly sound. I apologize to anybody listening. That was a really bad sound. All right, let's get back into some more news. All right, this is some stupid news, but we're going to do it anyway. Far From Home trailer comes out tomorrow.
Yesterday.
For us,
yesterday.
Yesterday for you. So we haven't seen it yet. Hopefully it's awesome.
Spoiler alert, Spider-Man's alive.
Womp. I mean, you knew it, but still, there's no need for this trailer.
No, there's no need for this trailer. There's no need for anything else. For Endgame. Like, they don't
it
need
should
to
just be Endgame. Don't even focus on this right now.
Well, and I don't want to see anything else for Endgame. I don't want another trailer. I don't want any other.
You're going to be getting like three more.
Supposedly, they're all of the trailers and stuff are only going to be the first 15 minutes of the movie,
which I'm fine with because it's going to be like a 4-hour movie. Isn't
everything
it?
In the movie that's going to happen, the trailers will only be the first 15 minutes.
I'm okay with that.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
As long as they don't get rid of any of the surprises.
They don't need marketing for this. They don't need it.
No.
It's called Infinity War. They have their marketing. Just play that everywhere.
Know what the trailers should be? And this ties into a topic we had before. What if they did comic strip trailers inside comic books? So instead of having a trailer, they do it like in comic format, and you have to buy a comic to read the trailer.
That's interesting. Well, there is the end. There's the Endgame prequel book.
It's a prequel book, but that's read a book. But you can
I just bought that too. I didn't read it yet.
We want to bolster the sales of this comic, so you're going to get 4 pages of the Infinity War here, and do it just like the trailer would be. Only it's art,
like how they did the whole Return of Wolverine,
right?
End credit scenes,
exactly the end credit scenes, but in comics for this.
It's a cool idea. It'll never happen, but it's a cool idea. All right, speaking of Endgame spoilers, let's talk about Audi and the fact that they think that they ruined it. And I think
Audi,
tomato, tomato,
doesn't matter. This is non-news in my opinion. We got a lot of non-news today because here's the thing. Marvel is one of the most tight-lipped companies on the planet. Would we agree?
Yeah.
Do you really think that they let one of the huge spoilers of the trailer?
Maybe.
You think that they would let Audi do
toy
that?
Companies do it all the damn time.
I was just going to say,
toy companies Lego are different because they're trying to make money on the toys. This is not the same deal. They get a lot more from the toys than this. I mean, hell, that's the whole reason why Kevin Feige and what's his name? Perlmutter,
yeah.
Don't work together is because of toys. Like the split at Marvel that Disney had to fix was because of toys.
I would probably like Perlmutter.
What's wrong with toys?
Yeah,
what's up? Remember, he wanted to sacrifice. Remember, he wanted to put Spider-Man in Civil War in 3 different costumes for his short period that he was in there?
That would have been great for the toys.
Exactly.
Would have been horrible for the movie. Try to explain that.
But we like toys.
Try to explain. Then just make the toys. Why does it have to be in the movie?
They started doing that.
Did they?
Yeah, we got the concept art toys. They're coming out from Hot Toys now.
See, they should have always done that in the first place. Don't sacrifice the movie. My point is that Audi essentially said that Rocket Raccoon is who saves Tony Stark, and I don't believe that at all. Supposedly Tony Stark is being chased by some Thanos goons, and Rocket Raccoon travels and saves him. I don't know. It's stupid to me because it's not going to happen.
Remember, Tony Stark got out to where he is in a few hours with the ship from whose ship he stole?
It's the Guardian ship.
The Guardian ship?
No,
he didn't.
No, he was on
ship.
Squidward's face. Squidward's ship.
Oh, to get to Titan? Are you talking about? Oh yeah, that's different.
But that one crashed. But
what if they steal another one of those ships?
Well,
no, he's definitely.
Who Rocket? Rockets on Earth.
There's not another ship there then?
Nope.
Well, all the Outrider ships are there.
Those all crashed into the Earth. They were sent out. They were little they were like probes. They were all sent from the bigger ship on the planet. They were
which is supply Rocket drops. Can fix those.
Do we even know if they take off?
Yes.
You're making a lot of assumptions. And I'm just saying we don't have a lot of time. Poor man starving up there. Somebody get him a pizza.
It's going to be Wong.
Would be amazing if it was.
Just uses the sling ring. Here you go. Thank you. Done.
That would be amazing, but that's not going to be.
Like the whole movie, they're figuring something out. And Wong goes, "Oh, you got to get somebody. All right, hold on, give me a second."
It's not going to be any of that. This is non-news. We spent a lot of time on it. So moving on to Gal Gadot's going to be voicing Wonder Woman in Lego Movie 2.
Gail got it.
But doesn't matter.
Moving on.
It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Means really nothing, but she's there. Cool.
That's all right. Great.
So let's go from Wonder Woman to Captain Marvel, because this is an interesting one. So Captain Marvel potentially creates a plot hole that was started in the first Avengers movie. So go back to the first Avengers movie and think about that scene when they were all fighting in that room. Remember Loki's scepter was affecting everybody's mind?
Right.
Right? And he goes, "You're making weapons out of the Tesseract, blah, 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 blah." Nick Fury goes, "It's because of him," and points at Thor. Two aliens came down and had a grudge match and leveled a small town. Remember that part?
Yep.
Now I do.
So he's saying that was the first time that S.H.I.E.L.D. found out that they were extraterrestrial life and that they were wildly outgunned or something like that. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if Captain Marvel comes out in the 90s and it's like a buddy cop movie with Nick Fury and there's the Kree-Skrull War happening.
There's two things that could have explained that. One, the Men in Black neuralizer.
Oh my
God. But then how would he know how to call Captain Marvel at the end?
Stop right here. And a one and a two.
No, I'm going to. I agree with that.
The Men in Black neuralizer.
Well, it doesn't have to be the Men in Black. They could have wiped his memory somehow.
But no.
Because they're using the mind wipe on other shows.
The Men in Black neuralizer is Agents what of he Shield? Said.
Don't they use it on Agents of Shield?
They use it on Agents of Shield.
Earth 2.
They use it on Agents of Shield. It's a Marvel thing.
I feel like who played Batman? What's his name? Oh, good for you, Christian Bale. Or two.
Is it Nick Fury a spy?
Nick Fury's probably lying.
He's lying.
He just lied at that scene. That's all. That's
if that was even
be.
Really Nick Fury there.
Ooh, it was a Skrull the whole time. Ooh, I like it.
I can't wait to find out if there are any.
That's not true, though. But I like it. I like it. Okay. So after that, let's talk about X-Men. And you know what, Maurer? I'm just gonna sit back.
So the rumor is for the, what is it? The Dark Phoenix, they're calling it.
Yeah.
Early thoughts on it are it's the biggest bomb since the X-Men Last Stand.
That wasn't the news that I sat back for, but okay.
So... the merger may have caused some headaches for them where they just kind of went, we're done. We're not going to have a future anyway. So just wrap up the movie any way you want.
Wow.
The merger also has caused some issues with a few more movies. So we have three movies that have been shelved. They are X-Force, shelved, presumed dead.
That's what Rob Liefeld put out his Instagram post.
Pour some liquor out.
Pour some liquor out for my homies. Oh, and then he said, he goes, it's a shame that this is all because of the merger. It would have been $800 million easy.
Yep.
Ooh, he's probably not wrong.
He's not wrong. I love that he's so outspoken with everything too. He's just like, I don't care.
Have you ever heard him talk? He talks like me. He's just motor mouth.
But then they also shelved and actually pretty much confirmed Dead in the Water, Gambit, and the Doom movie.
Which neither needed to happen. I wanted Gambit to come out just to mess with Maurer.
So did I.
But that's it. Like, it didn't need to happen.
Well, I want a Gambit movie. I just didn't want that Gambit movie.
Well, and look, now that Kevin Feige has him, let's be honest. You're going to get Gambit. Like, if Kevin Feige had to put together a team of X-Men,
Gambit's going to be on it.
Who do you think he's going to pick?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go 90s cartoon all the way.
All day.
Because he's like, listen, all this other X-Men crap didn't work.
You know what did?
The 90s cartoon. Let's give them Jubilee. Let's give them Gambit. We'll have Wolverine in the yellow and blue.
I love that
blue.
You start with Jubilee. Not like Storm, Cyclops, Gambit, Wolverine, Beast. No, Jubilee is how you start.
Morph.
R.I.P. Morph.
R.I.P. Morph.
Morph was the only reason we got Deadpool in, yes. in the animated cartoon.
First episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's see that. I want to see live action with the theme song. But yeah, that's pretty much our news. We stretched that out to 30 minutes quite handily.
I think we did a good job.
For our listeners, sometimes there's not much news for us, which is why we get on tangents and don't stop them sometimes.
Mm-hmm. We got non-news, a whole lot of non-news. We gotta have like specialty issues called the non-news issue. Oh, wait, that's Saturday.
Ooh. On that note, Menti, do that thing.
You can find the show Welcome to Fireside everywhere online. That's at Welcome to Fireside at your social media of choice. Although I'll be honest with you, we're only on a couple. Like, we're on them all, but we're only really on a couple. So Facebook.
But we're on them all.
But only on a couple. So Facebook, at Welcome to Fireside, or join the Firesiders group. It's always a blast to see everybody in there. Then we're on Twitter at Fireside Crew and Instagram at Welcome to Fireside. Check us out at all those. And yeah, once again, I'm Menti.
I'm Baby Huey.
And I'm Mr. Maurer. Don't forget to check us out at the...
Podcast Network.
What is going on?
I don't know.
I was just seeing how long I could hold that out. I probably could have gone another like 15, 20 seconds.
He's broken.
We are the weirdest podcast. never mind. I'm not going on a tangent at the end of the show. I'm stopping.
Check
or
out
the app.
Wow.
Or the app.
Excelsior.
The app. Deuces. OG Podcast.